What happens to the spirit when it leaves the body? Human societies around the world have their own versions of that story, primal myths at the heart of their culture. Maori artist Lisa Rehana has created a film that draws on her culture's version of mortality called Tai Waituki, House of Death. It was inspired by a historic collection piece at the Bishop Museum, the Tahitian chief mourner's costume, on display in the museum's Pacific Hall. We talked about Lisa's film with her yesterday.
A number of years ago, we discovered that my father had Alzheimer's. And so I suppose you get to a certain point in your life when you have to start considering these things and, mm-hmm. and that notion of the generations and those that come before you and those that come after. I think in New Zealand, black is considered, or for Maori culture anyway, black is considered a place where creativity and all life starts from. Even in our creation myths, it's almost like the Big Bang mm-hmm. theory is embodied in a way, if you choose to see it like that.
Things emerging from darkness
yes.
rather than light.
Yes. And so I don't see it. I mean, I see there's really positive aspects in that kind of the dark and moodiness. Mm-hmm. But also I was interested in the dark too, because I've come from a filmmaking background and I now work with video. And you're always looking at the light, and there was a trick. I mean, I was really playing with some cinematic tricks within the film itself, but also there was a way that Hollywood used to do what they call filming day for night.
Right.
So there's this kind of trickery that's in it, and
yeah.
and as a filmmaker, I really wanted to explore some technical aspects and play with that, mm-hmm. And use that as a device to create a storyline that looks at the movement of spirit as it departs the body and returns to the ether, mm-hmm. and create a sort of otherworldly space.
What's the story of your movie?
Tai Waituki, House of Death. It's kind of, well, I got really interested, just picking up on that notion of dark and light. I got really interested when people were talking about near-death experiences, that they would move towards the light.
Yeah.
And for me, I started to think, well, actually, that's what happens when a baby is being born. They're coming out of the darkness
sure.
and out of the sort of amniotic fluid mm-hmm. and into the light. So although in some ways it's about death, it's very much about life as well. And I think that there's often dualities and there's balances and checks that happen in many, many places, and certainly that was something that I wanted to play with within this film.
In a number of cultures, Lisa, birth and death are seen as completion, you know, the completion of a circle.
Yes, correct. And I think I wanted to think about those things in relation to my father. In Maori culture, we use the word whakapapa. I'm sure there's a very similar word in the Hawaiian language, and that notion of the cycles, but the generations and that time, you know, it's important how time moves through. People say, oh, I wish I was younger, and I would never wish myself back anywhere. And I talk about it's great to get older because friendships become longer and much deeper, mm-hmm. and it can only happen with time in the mix. So it's a really positive thing. So what happens, I suppose, as a general sense of the narrative, we see a Maori warrior running through the bush, finding a place. He looks at his hand and there's blood on it. He touches his head and he sees, you know, he's obviously been injured, and he lies back to die. Mm-hmm. And then I bring in this figure who wears a mask, which is based on the Tuatara, which was the oldest living creature, lizard on Earth. It belongs to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. It's one lizard that has a third eye on the top of its head. So the third eye is always, again, thinking about that Buddha completion, those kind of ideas. Mm-hmm. And what he does is he ties a rope to the warrior. And the idea for me is that he's pulling his spirit, connecting that umbilical cord back through. Right. And he is accompanying him across this this landscape and across the water, because I find many, many cultures all also have this idea that after death there's a body of water that needs to be crossed.
Yeah.
And
the river Styx.
Yeah, the river Styx. And where my tribe is from, in the far north of the North Island, there is a very important Pahutukawa tree, and the Pahutukawa tree is where the spirit climbs up and jumps across into the water and returns to Hawaiki. So I wanted to look at that, but also where the feminine principle sits in the midst of it all. And we have Hine Nui Te Pō, who's a mythological figure, and she is the woman, or the great grandmother, or the great goddess that welcomes you in as the spirit passes into the underworld. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to think about her as that very warm presence, that this kind of lizard-like figure accompanies you on that journey, and that there's a woman there to welcome you in at the end. So I wanted to have even though it's sort of set in this dark blue inky kind of space, I did want to feel like you're not alone, and that the spirit goes back into this other place, and it's not a lonely place. When a number of relations have passed away, often another person's been there at the same time at what we call a tangi, much like a wake. We spend 3 days with the bodies and tell stories. And oftentimes when I was overseas and an auntie passed away, and a young person did at the same time, and my sister said to me, "Oh, isn't that great? They'll go off together. They won't be alone," and that move. So,
in a way, Lisa, you're, for one thing, it sounds as if in Maori culture that darkness doesn't have the connotations it has in European culture, where it's almost inevitably associated with, you know, gloom, death, endings rather than beginnings.
Yes. Well, the duality is often in other cultures, or there's heaven and hell. One's really good and one's really bad.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think that life's so strong in that way. I mean, there are dualities, but I think they're much more complex than we might first associate.
Sure.
And I suppose now I'm on the other side of my 50s. I've gone up the hill and I'm now heading down the other side. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to think through those notions and those ideas.
Lisa Rehana is a Maori filmmaker whose film Tai Waituki, House of Death, will be shown in the Bishop Museum's Pacific Hall, and details are on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.